The text that we will think about for this evening's sermon is from the Luke 17 reading that we just heard. I reread several of the verses to start. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Do you realize this is the last Sunday in the church year? Sunday, this coming, last service, I would say last service. Last service, our last worship in this church year. This next Sunday, this coming Sunday, is the first Sunday of Advent. That's kind of like the Happy New Year type. Jesus is coming, we're preparing for Christmas. But we had the last Sunday of the church year, this past Sunday, and now we have a Thanksgiving. What are we giving thanks for? My eye is even better. I give thanks for that. I didn't realize how many tapes and stitches he still had in there, and he pulled them off yesterday, and I can see even better today. That's been bothering me, I don't know, since about May or June. I don't know if you knew that, but it's been getting worse and worse, and now it's quite clear. What about you in your life? What things have happened that God has carried you through these last 12 months since last Advent? 2019. Sometimes we are tempted by the world, the devil, or our own sinful thinking that Jesus sometimes cares about us and sometimes doesn't care about us. He's watching over us sometimes, sometimes not. But that is not the way Jesus is, and we see that in this text. And there's three main points I'll speak about, and you can just look at the title of the sermon there. The Lord Jesus wills to help. He wills to help. Secondly, he helps every. And third, he helps every sinner. Wills to help every sinner. We are tempted to think, oh, Jesus wants to help me on this, but not this. Certainly the world thinks that. But that is never the way Jesus is shown in the Gospels. He is shown always willing and wanting to help. His will is to help. These 10 lepers came to him, and they said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And that's an important thing there. They knew they were in trouble. In fact, they were quarantined. Lepers were not allowed to be with their families or anybody else in all of society except other lepers. They were by themselves. They were not allowed to get near anyone. In fact, you notice it says there, they called out to Jesus, and they stood at a distance calling out to Jesus. They're really in trouble. And the way they approach Jesus and they're thinking about Jesus is, "Jesus, Master, help us." They're in trouble. And they were looking to Jesus to help them. They called him Master. Sometimes people will say, "Well, Jesus, you should help me." As if Jesus is our equal, or maybe we can actually tell Jesus what is the best thing. But if we're really in trouble, he is our master. And we need whatever he can give to us. We need that. When we see our great need and come to Jesus, he wills to help always, always. Sometimes the problem is, we said, but that's not the help I wanted, then he isn't your master. You didn't really think you were in trouble because you thought you knew the solution. Jesus, master, help us. And he wills to help. He always will. And he will help every person. We have all kinds of categories in our minds about people, don't we? We have government categories, we have tax brackets, we have different types of businesses, we have different, and then we break into different ethnic groups and different histories and different cultures and different languages. So maybe in our church we have Germans and Norwegians and Finnish, and who else do we might have? Do you have a little Irish in you, or maybe a little Native American? But then you have Black Americans and people from Africa and Latinos. And then you have all kinds of other categories, economic categories, rich, poor, educated, less educated. You have whole categories of languages, and on and on and on, that we have these different categories in our minds of people. But Jesus just sees people who call out for help. So that in these 10, there was a Samaritan. The Samaritans were not liked. They weren't respected in general. So he wants to help every. We set up categories of maybe this person or that person, but for Jesus, it's every person that would call help to him. He wants to help. He wills to help. And he helps every sinner. We have our own estimates of where we are in life. Maybe we're sick. Maybe we're in trouble with our work. Maybe we're in trouble in family matters. We have our own estimates where we're at. But when a person calls out to Jesus, Lord Jesus, help me, Master, I'm in trouble. Jesus sees our problem. He knows what we're thinking. And these fellows were really in trouble with leprosy. But he looks very deep into the life of the person, into his or her life. And he looks deeper into that life, past that problem, even serious problems, and he looks into eternity for that person. For he wants faith in that person. He wants a relationship. He wants that person to trust him into eternity. And so when a person calls out, Jesus, Master, help me. He knows what we're asking about. He knows better than us. But even more so, he looks, but I also want to help you and give you life everlasting, now and through now into forever. And so often we don't think like that. Every so often we may get a glimpse like that. Oh yeah, Jesus is helping me to believe in him for the rest of my life. But that's the first thing Jesus sees, is to help us to be with him forever. Because Jesus sees that we are sinners. And if you're going to be with Jesus forever, that sin needs to be forgiven. Those 10 lepers, Jesus died for them. He healed them, but he went to the cross for them. The one leper, the Samaritan, that came back and give thanks to Jesus. It says that he turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. He worshiped Jesus. And that is faith. We don't know about the other 9. Did they maybe come to faith later or not? Not sure. But at this point, that one saw who Jesus was, and then he saw he is God. He worships and thanks him. And that person wanted to be with Jesus forever. this Jesus can help me with everything. I need him. So all these temptations to doubt Jesus or to twist what he's really about, we should be very careful. He really wants to help. And he helps those that would say, Lord, Master, help me. And it doesn't matter who the person is or what the situation, any person. And we should freely encourage others to go to Jesus. It doesn't matter your situation. Pray to him for help. He will receive any sinner because Jesus knows he needs to forgive us. We need that. And then we are in a faith relationship with him. He wants to help, but he wants to help us into eternity, forever. We pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you know our needs, you know our weaknesses, you know our strengths. You know better than we even that we need help. Help us always to turn to you as your disciples, as those who are your servants under you. You are our master. We ask you to help us out in our daily lives, our families, whatever we are facing, help us. And help us to receive and everything you give in faith so that we can thank you and praise you and believe in you. All these things, dear Jesus, we bring to you in your name. Amen. Now may the peace, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.